This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring to you Executive Vice President of the Dallas Cowboys. It is Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Man, we're doing well, and I know you prepped us for this the last week and a half, as so much can change depending on how the board looks. I know y'all discussed it a little bit last night, but for anybody who maybe didn't catch up, can you tell us about who was on the board originally at 24 that you might have been interested in and how things pivoted from there?
Yeah, it's not really fair to get on individual names because they're on. Most of them are on teams. All of them are on teams now. And the four that we had targeted, and I can tell you we had four players up there, and, of course, we were five picks. We were going down five picks, so we needed at least one player not to be one of the four. And as it turns out, we were fortunate, so we were able to get one of the guys that we were more than happy to have. And then, of course, one of our goals, in addition to getting – a top player for us, especially as it turns out, a left tackle, but was to pick up an additional pick. And turns out, we got a hell of a third round pick.
You know, Stephen, as I was driving home last night and listening to the press conference right here on 105.3, the Fan, home of the Dallas Cowboys, I heard the line from you: you gotta be patient and trust your board. And I was kind of curious about how on that building of the board, are you trying to predict what other guys are going to do and pick there? Is that what being on the phone is trying to navigate? All right, these guys between this pick and this pick, they're probably picking this?
No, our board's purely what we think.
Okay.
I know other teams may do it a little different, but it's purely the way we would pull them off. And certainly, players have similar grades and there's a greater, you need a position more than others, which can always be the case. And, our philosophy is, if they're within a half a round of one another, then, you're good to go. But as we start to strategize and we have our other analytics that predict what other teams may pick, certainly there are players that either don't fit our system or we're not as high on that we know may still be on other people's boards. And, we factor that into our strategy, but our board's purely players that we want to be Dallas Cowboys.
Great. The other thing on Tyler Guyton specifically, what were the boxes that he checked off the most that you were like, that's what makes him our guy?
Well, I think let's start with the position. Obviously, he's a tackle. He's got he's got all the measurables: 6'7", 34 plus inch arms, 10 plus inch hands. He's a tremendous athlete. We call it green traits. Whenever you run in your three cones, your four cones, your 40, your 10, your 20, he's at the top of the class in all those. Certainly, why does a guy like that fall to the bottom of the first? He just, hadn't played a lot of football. He's played, started 14, 15 games. Certainly Tyler Smith. Fell into that category a little bit because of level of competition where he played at Tulsa. But we just see when he transferred over to Oklahoma, certainly played in, a high-level program there, played at a high level. and we saw everything that we wanted to see. Certainly our scouts did their homework, visiting with the coaching staff there. They've had a lot of great tackles through there, you know, Lane and Trent, guys like that. You know, they put him in that same category, if not better athlete. So, you know, we just feel like we've got a player with a lot of upside. I know he loves the game. It's important to him. He's made great strides, you know, this year, in terms of how he plays the game. He wants to be good at it. He wants to be great at it. Certainly playing alongside Tyler Smith right there will be a huge plus for him.
And I think you just answered the question right there, but assuming everything goes to plan, you're like game one, this is our starting left tackle, yes?
Yeah, that was another plus. I mean, obviously, I don't want to put this on Tyler Smith, but it's a little bit like Larry Allen. We knew he moved out 1 year and played left tackle because he could, and he made all pro. Tyler would probably do the exact same thing. Certainly, though, Tyler was one of the best guards in the game last year, and his air is straight up, and, you know, this allows us to keep him right there, you know, where he just had a tremendous year last year, and we'll plug in right there at Guyton, and certainly, you know, one of the reasons we want to Chuma back is we all know he played winning football for us last year whenever we had injuries at different positions, and it's great to have him around, and then, of course, we got a stable of young guys that we have, you know, have put fourth and fifth round picks into, and, you know, start to feel really good about the way this offensive line's shaping up.
I only heard the audio. I didn't get a chance to see the video. Did you consider kicking Jerry under the table when he kept talking about how awesome Jonathan Brooks is?
But he did punch him. He did give him like an elbow.
Okay,
an elbow
yeah,
shake
yeah.
There. Yeah.
Jerry will talk about players. He'll show you our. He'll show y'all our board. He's been known to do a lot of different things. So, no, that's just Jerry. Certainly, Jonathan Brooks is a great kid, and you know, it's just you know, too bad for him that he, you know, had the injury. But he's a, you know, he's a determined man, and we all know, you know, it's not like the old days where. You know, that was a catastrophic type injury. There's been a ton of great players have an ACL and come back and, you know, be just as good, if not better, than they were before. I'm sure Brooks will be that same type of young man. But obviously, you know, he's dealing with that right now, not ready to play football yet. But he's certainly a guy that we think a lot of.
Whether it's Brooks or somebody else, if you were to draft a running back, would that – change any strategy at all or interest in bringing back Ezekiel Elliott?
No, I think, you know, this, you know, where we are right now, we're just trying to put together the very best roster we can put together. Obviously, losing Zeke a year ago, losing Tony Pollard this year, you know, we've got some backs there with Rico. We signed Freeman. But, you know, we want competition at every position. And I think, you know, Zeke's one of those guys who brings a lot to the table. He's a tremendous competitor. He laid it on the line for this organization for many years. He was one of the best backs, if not the best back, in the NFL over a you know, 7-8 year span. And he's a guy we have nothing but respect for. I know he loves the organization. And if there's something that, you know, we could work out with Zeke, we'd certainly look at it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one,
They're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds.
What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs.
Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I realize the money's already spent. You wouldn't get it back either way, but does picking up a player that you're still paying dead money on also this year, does that indicate that it was a mistake to move on from him in the first place?
No, I don't think so. You know, we're talking about two different contracts in terms of the one he was under, and, you know, it wasn't guaranteed, but he was going to, you know, if we kept him, we were going to be paying him a lot of money that we couldn't necessarily allocate to Zeke at that point. So, you know, the deal looked different, you know, than the deal he was under if he were to come back here.
Well, Steven, we kind of talk a little bit on the show this morning about it doesn't feel like this team does a lot of rebuild, but we came up with the word reload kind of. It kind of feels like there's always the draft gives you that great opportunity to do it. Does that feel like you got to really nail these next couple rounds here to fully reload with the philosophy y'all have kind of gone through with this offseason?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we've been a draft and develop our own, pay our own type of team. And I know sometimes people don't necessarily agree with it. Everybody's entitled to that. Of course, teams around the league, every team does it a little different. But yes, I mean, the draft's just begun. I mean, we've made one pick, and now we got seven picks left to go. And our work's just starting. And, you know, we've always put a lot of priority into our college free agents as well. So, you know, we still got a third of this team left to go get, at least 25% of it left to go acquire in terms of between our draft picks and our college free agents. I still think we're going to add 25 players over the next 2 days. So we've got a lot of work to do. We feel like there's a lot of good players that can really help this Dallas Cowboy football team for the 2024 season. And, you know, fired up about getting it done.
Especially considering, for now, you guys have three picks coming up in the second and third round. Are there any positions or positional groups, I guess, that y'all look at going into tonight thinking, man, that these positions particularly still have a bunch of talent there?
Yeah, there's still a lot of good players on the board. We'll get into, you know, which positions, but, you know, we still feel like, you know, there's a, you know, that's why it was good to get that pick. That was one of the, you know, our goals going into yesterday was to come away with another, you know, third or fourth round pick. And we feel like there's a lot of good players in there that can really help this football team.
Go ahead, Kevin.
It got officially announced. We all knew this was going to happen, that Micah Parsons' fifth year option was picked up. Are you guys going to decline the fifth year option of Trey Lance, or has that already happened?
We won't get into that. I mean, we'll kind of see how things go. But obviously, being a quarterback, we know how high those options are. I mean, it's more than likely that we won't pick it up.
Also, Kevin's really happy about extra picks.
He's
a huge fan of that. We all are, I believe. But in that part of it, adding and getting that, does that help navigate if you want to move up into this in the second round? Does that help you there?
You know, to be candid with you, I think we're more inclined to go with numbers in this particular draft. The way we see the draft, certainly looking at our roster, you know, I wouldn't say it's never. Certainly the right guy is sitting there, and we can, you know, we can do something to get up and really get a guy that we think we weren't going to get an opportunity to get. But, you know, our goal was yesterday to try to pick up, an extra pick or two. And I wouldn't say unless it's a unique situation that we'll be looking to move up.
The other part, too, is last year, Micah, you know, he was – when we were watching him.
Guys, one more question. I hate to be short, but we've got a lot of things going on here.
Sure, go for it.
Oh, yeah, I was just asking if Micah last year, he was beaten up on a lot of the offensive line at training camp, and I was just kind of curious on your excitement to see the battle between Tyler and Micah whenever we get out to Oxnard.
Oh, absolutely. We just, Mike is a hell of a competitor. As you know, he did wreak havoc in training camp.
And Tyler's going to be welcome to this league in a hurry when he's going up against the likes of a Mike, D-Law, Sam Williams. He's going to find out real quick what it's like in the NFL.
All right. Appreciate the time very much, good sir, and all the information.
All right, guys. Great being on.
There you go. Steven Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. One of the things I did like, I know it's not specifically about the draft, is he goes, we might not get into the specifics about Trey, but then said, it's probably likely that we will turn down the fifth-year option there. I can't say that's particularly surprising.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.